I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Joining me is Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Today, we're visiting an old favorite, Jit La Da.
Southern Thai cooking is the hottest cooking in Thailand and possibly anywhere. I mean, it is hard to imagine anything hotter than, say, Jit La Da's specialty beef curry, which is this wonderful dry curry made with turmeric that the chef grows in his backyard and, you know, grinds. The first time I ordered it, I was with a friend who goes to Thailand a lot. And the woman named Jazz, who's the proprietress, came over and was worried that the dish was too hot. And my friend Carl was like, no, actually, this isn't quite hot enough. Is this really the way it's supposed to be? At which point she whisked the dish off the table, was taken back and reseasoned, and it came back. And the amazing thing is that it was a better dish in every way.
So when you say this is really possibly the most dish filled with heat of any dish you can imagine, what happens to you when you eat food like that? Is it full body? Is it just your face starts sweating? Do you get blisters on your tongue?
No blisters, but the first impression is of just total and utter pain. And your forehead starts to sweat and your shirt is suddenly soggy and your nose starts to run. And after about 5 or 10 seconds, the endorphins kick in, because that's one thing that, you know, the active ingredient peppers does. And suddenly you're blissful. You're blissed out and on this pepper high.
Now, is there an accompanying cooling dish that goes along with a dish like that?
Yes, there is. When you order that dish or a few of the other hot curries there, they bring out a dish with crushed ice and sliced cucumbers and sliced cabbage to cool yourself down with. When they first bring it out, you sort of like scoff at them. Ah, who do they think I am? But after a couple bites, you find yourself like scooping up the crushed ice with a cucumber like there's no tomorrow, because it's the only thing that helps.
What are some other dishes that you enjoy from the Southern Thai menu?
They do a curry with what they call wild tea leaf. It has a very funky, it's like spinach times 10. They do the best version in town of a Southern Thai rice salad. And the one other dish that nobody should probably miss is the dish of mussel steamed in a hot broth with lemongrass. It's very spicy, and they're made with New Zealand green mussels, which I usually am not so fond of. But these are the fresh ones instead of the frozen ones. They tend to be plump. They tend not to have that, you know, sort of funky, malodorous thing that you sometimes find. And the broth is just sharp and lemongrass flavored and wonderful.
Wow, so great. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Jonathan Gold about Jit La Da on Sunset Boulevard between Western and Normandy. Get a text message with the restaurant's address and Jonathan's favorite dishes by just texting the words Good Food to the number 69866. That's Good Food to the number 69866. And don't forget that you can always check out all of Jonathan's restaurant suggestions on the Good Food restaurant map, which is on the Good Food blog.